gather in the morning. We gather you in His name. The love of Jesus in our hearts. Oh God, you are.
Oh God, you are my God. And I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God. And I will ever praise you. I will seek you. Step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Just the ladies.
Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you.
Guys. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you.
I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step, you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
I will seek
you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways.
Step by step,
you'll lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Happy Father's Day, by the way. From Psalm 9, 1 and 2. With joy we sing to the Lord our God. And praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. And I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to you, your name, O Most High. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish. And all the people said,
is the kingdom thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. And all the people said amen.
Yes, all right.
Hey, thank you, Bob. And, you know, didn't you hear them starting to clap? That was so weak. I want you to play that again. And we got to get that clapping in there for that song. Go ahead.
Should we?
Yeah.
We should do that.
I mean, if it had been
a
better
that?
Clapping, I mean, we wouldn't
from
do this.
From the clapping but. On, probably.
You want to all the people said amen, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want to make sure we
have it. I'm gonna just stay up here and see who's not clapping.
You clap whenever you would like to. You can clap anywhere. Anytime. There you are. You are not alone.
If you are alone. But thank God it's all you need. And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen.
You.
Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen.
If you're poor or hard, well, it don't matter whether
strong,
you know, love is what we're after. We were all broken, but we're all in this together. God knows we stumble and we fall, and he so loved the world he sent his son to save us all. And all the people said amen. Amen.
Oh, and all the people said amen. To the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen.
Blessed are
the poor in spirit, who are torn apart. Blessed are the persecuted and the pure in heart. Blessed are the people hungry for another start. For theirs is the kingdom, the kingdom of God. To the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen.
And all the people last time.
And all the people said amen. Oh, and all the people said amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love never ends. And all the people said amen. All the people said amen.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's okay for Lutherans to clap. It is biblical to clap. It's okay to do that if you want to, and it's okay if you don't. You know, it's just.
And there's no right way of right or left.
That's right.
You can turn in circles.
So, but just don't get carried away. So, but I got some announcements to make. For you this morning, I'd like to have a special Happy Father's Day to those of you that fits. And I know that for some of you that, you know, your significant other, your spouse, the dad is not with you today. It's some of you are going through the first of that, mindful of that. And, you know, there's just a lot of memories that come today, if that's the case, where you're father-in-law or your dad or your husband of your children is not here with us today. Our hearts go out with you, and we pray that today will still be a festive day for you, or a day of just memories, filled with memories of good things that you remember about raising kids. So you'll find in your bulletin a couple of inserts in there today. It's probably three of them in there today. One that has to do with Bible, Vacation Bible School called Babylon, and one that will start really letting you know that's going to be taking place in July with the food, the blessing box that is out there. You can see your last name, what it starts with, and what you can bring on the Sundays that we find there in July. And there's other things in there too. Whatever you want to bring is completely up to you. So we're not only sharing waves, we're sharing sunshine. We're sharing, what else do we share? Humidity. We share rain. And we just share the love of Jesus with one another as well. So keep that in mind for starting in July. But you can start today, too, if you want. But some of the things that are not in the bulletin today that I want to point out is that this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, there is Wednesday night fellowship at 6 o'clock. And there is a speaker lined up. And I always look forward to that third Wednesday night of the month that we come together for a little potluck. And you know who's always behind the potluck? We want Dean Ramsey to stand so we know who he is. Just what I thought. He's not here. The guy that should be here isn't here. So make sure you let him know that we missed him on Sunday. And if he's watching by Zoom, be nice, Dean. Don't say bad things about me. This Thursday, we start a new Bible study from noon till 1 o'clock. We're going to be looking at the book of James. So we'll be starting a lunch with a bunch. If you want to bring a little lunch for yourself, that you can do that. It's not something you have to bring lunch for everybody. It's just for yourself. So we're looking forward to starting a new Bible study on the book of James this coming Thursday. And also that Orville Belkin is in the hospital. Saw him yesterday. He's not doing well. His kidneys have pretty well shut down. And so he's got to think about doing dialysis. So it's up to him. You know, Bonnie was there and said, it's up to you what you want to do. And she's supportive of whatever that may be. But he was in good spirits yesterday. I'll probably be going up there again after church here today just to see how he's doing. But the kidneys are not filtering like they ought to. And that's never a good sign with that. So keep them in your prayers today as well as the days ahead. Amy Johnson, our Youth Ministries gal, is busy doing things for the Joy Kids. She's going to have another hangout at the end of this month on Tuesday, June 27th, from 9 till 11. The kids are invited to come here to the church and just socialize and play some games and to do some things that brings them together during the summer months. And they'll be doing some games outside, I think, too. So, Bob, we got to make sure we don't park in the parking lot on that Tuesday. Keep that clear. So, and so she's also planning the Vacation Bible School. If you haven't heard yet that she's wanting us to save soup cans or vegetable cans or fruit cans, whatever they are, bring them to the church, cleaned, of course, wiped out, and that she's got some plans for them with the craft for a Vacation Bible School that starts the end of July and then the beginning of August. And so there's a sign up out in the foyer. If you hadn't seen that and you came in today, it's there if you want to sign up to be part of that. She's looking for a lot more volunteers than what she is aware of at this point in time. So please make yourself available to that if you would like to help out with that. And so that's all the announcements that I'm going to make. I mean, there is a thank you from Charlie in the very beginning of the first the jacket of the bulletin at the very end there. Make sure that you see her thank you to you for being the secretary here for the last 12 and a half years. So we should probably be making an announcement on a new secretary here by the end of the month, just so you have that in mind. I'll let you know what that is or who that will be and those kinds of things. So Other than that, those are all the announcements that I want to make here today, but I do want to just have a word of prayer before I turn it back over to the praise band. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the fathers that are here today. Thank you, Lord, for those that had to be bribed to come today. If the wife said, well, I will grill anything you want today if you come to church. Or some of those that want to work, you go like, no, you're going to come to church because it's Father's Day. And the pastor said that when Father's Day comes, men are going to make a lot of excuses not to be here. And so we're thankful for the brave men that have come today. And for those chickens that are out there that did not come, we still love them and we care about them too. God's word is always good for us to hear no matter when, and to apply it to our lives even today. As I studied it, I also know it's applying to me too as a dad. And so we just pray, Lord, for Orville and Bonnie and the family as they deal with a situation that is a hard thing on everybody. And we thank you for everyone that has come here today, for whatever the reason may be, that it's just good to be in your house, Lord, to worship you, to praise your name, to clap. Sometimes, who knows? We might have to raise our hands once in a while. But when that time comes, Lord, we do it because we love you. And that's all that really matters, is that we love you. We don't care what other people may think, but we do it because out of a relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. So thank you that we have a praise team, a praise band. Thank you for those that are part of it. And thank you for everyone that comes through the doors today as we get together to honor our fathers or our dads. And may this day be one that is remembered for a long time, because it was a special day. But every day should be a special day for dads as well. So we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Here we go.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise him, for he is your help and salvation. Let all who hear now to his temple draw near, joining in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things is wondrously reigning, and as on wings of an eagle, uplifting, sustaining. Have you not seen all that is needful has been sent by his gracious ordain? The Lord, oh, let all that is in thee adore him. All that has life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again, gladly forever adore.
Responsive reading today comes from Psalm 100. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Lord, in honest, come before him with joyful songs.
Know that the Lord is God.
It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
Give thanks to him and praise his name.
For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
The last few weeks, we've been doing "O Praise the Name," which would be our new song that we would share and worship for the month. We have two Sundays to go over. We'll praise the name again. This is one I heard the first time at the Okoboji Bible Conference. It's a great worship song. Not that there are others that aren't, but this one puts a different feeling, a big stab. It's a very worshipful, full sound, and opportunities. Like Tim was talking about, you know, we play, we're excited about the song, we do this. This one enters into an idea where we are in worship with our hands full, lifted up, praise God, thank Him for His presence in our life. Oh, praise the name.
I cast my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see His wounds, His hands, His feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid Him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed, my heavy stone, Messiah still and all alone.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise, O Lord, O Lord our God.
Then on the third, at break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again.
Oh, trample death, where is Your sting? The angels roar for Christ the King.
Oh, praise the name.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise, O Lord, O Lord our God.
He shall return
in robes of white, the blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints, my gaze transfixed on Jesus' face. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise, O Lord, O Lord our God. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore. For endless days we will sing Your praise, O Lord, O Lord our God. O Lord, O Lord our God.
The praise band may be seated, or you can go down and stand, because I'm going to invite everyone else to stand as we hear God's word. Today comes to us from the second book in the Bible, which is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 27. Exodus 18, 13 through 27. The next day, Moses took his seat to serve as judge for the people, and they stood around him from morning till evening. Think of that. When his father-in-law saw all that Moses was doing for the people, he said, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit as judge while all these people stand around you from morning till evening?" Moses answered him, "Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they came, or whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and laws." Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good." Wise advice from a father-in-law. "You and these people who come to you will only wear yourselves out. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Listen now to me, and I will give you some advice. And may God be with you. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to Him. Teach them the decrees and laws and show them the way to live and the duties they are to perform. But select capable men from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you. The simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. If you do this, and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain, and all these people will go home satisfied." Moses listened to his father-in-law and did everything he said. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a Father's Day. And here we have a father-in-law who comes to his son-in-law, and in a humble way, just gives him some good advice. It doesn't mean the son-in-law is going to take the advice, but we see here that he does. Lord, use this day, use this text, and use this sermon in the hearts and lives of many that are here today. We pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. There are a lot of places in the Bible where names are different for us here in America. I mean, like, "Hey, Dad." And I could have spoke on "Hey, Dad." And there could have been "Me, Dad." Or there could be "Baghdad." But, you know, I'm not going to speak on any of those, but I'm going to speak what we find here in the text in Exodus, because it is wise counsel, some wise advice that is given to Moses, of all people, from his father-in-law, whose name is Jethro. Not Jethro Bodine of the Beverly Hillbillies, okay? But Jethro is his father-in-law. Now, my father-in-law has passed away, and I miss him, because that meant I married his daughter to become his son-in-law. Moses married Zipporah, who is the daughter of Jethro. And so Moses is now being counseled, given some wise advice from his father-in-law. So I don't know how it plays out in your life here today, but either you have a father-in-law or you once upon a time did. I'm not sure how that all works out, but sometimes the father-in-laws are probably already gone too, because at the ages that you are, they are probably long gone as well. But you may be a daughter-in-law, and that means something too. Jethro and Moses. Now Moses is a father. He's got two sons, Gershom and what's his other name of his son? I forget what it was there. Oh, Eliezer. That's his two boys' name. Anybody name their your children Eliezer? Don't blame you. We probably stay away from that one. Or unless he's called Eli, that would work. Eli and Gershom. So he's a father, and it's been a while since his father-in-law, Jethro, has come to where Moses is at. Moses is out in the wilderness, out in the desert, with, you know, about 1.5 to 2 million people that he's led out of Egypt. And he's taken the time now to tell his father-in-law of all that God has done for him when he left to take the people out of Egypt, and how God has allowed this to take place through the plagues. How many plagues were there before Pharaoh let him go? Very good. Whoever said 10, that's what I read. And so now, he comes back, Jethro comes back to see his son-in-law. He brings with him his daughter Zipporah. So they haven't been together for a long time, and her two sons, and their two sons. So it's a real big reunion that's taking place here out in the middle of nowhere. And so Moses has a lot to tell his father-in-law about how God has used him and the ways that God has used him and what God has done to set them free from the control of the Egyptians. Jethro is a Midianite. He's not a Jewish guy. He's not a Hebrew guy. He's a Midianite. And so Moses marries a Midianite wife, which is kind of interesting. And they're finally together, and to realize now that a nation of Israel is just beginning. They don't know what it's like to be a people. They don't know what it's like to have a nation and what that really means. And so what a better training ground it's going to be is in 40 years in the wilderness, 40 years in the desert, where God is going to bring these people who have been pretty much, they're open-minded, they're set in their ways. They like how things were done back in Egypt probably by now, and they want to go back to Egypt, but God has called them out of there. And so God is forming them into a nation, and to be a nation takes a while and time and a lot of difficulties to work through to become more unified. So you got to keep that in mind of what's going on here as well. So as Moses tells Jethro all that the Lord has done, we notice that Jethro, he wants to hear this. And he gives God the praise. He gives the Lord the praise for the way that he has allowed to use Moses and bring the people out from Egypt. And so he's kind of there listening, supporting him, and then watching, observing him of what he does from day to day. And he observes that he goes out and he sits down as a judge and he listens to people who line up. Who knows who when they started lining up? You know, it's probably like, you know, when it's Black Friday, people go and line up at some store in the godless hours of the morning to be first in line. And they're there all day waiting to, hopefully they can get up to Moses to tell them their complaint, or what kind of dispute that's going on with them, and that he can give them wise advice of what to do, who's right, who's wrong, those kinds of things. Jethro watches his son-in-law, and he comes up with the conclusion, I see what you're doing, son, but it's not good. And he's speaking from, as a father-in-law who is, this is the guy who married his daughter, and he sees what this is doing to him and to his family. It's going to wear him out over time. And it's going to be very difficult for him to spend the time he needs to spend with his wife and with his children. So there's a lot of stress going on here. We don't even see the word stress in the scriptures here, but it sure had to be there. And so here's wise counsel from the father-in-law of just saying, this is not good. Has your father-in-law ever told you something like that? What you're doing isn't good. Maybe saying, no, you're working too hard. You're spending too much time away from your wife and from my grandkids. They need you. I don't know what kind of relationship you've had with your father-in-law over the years, or if you even had those kinds of conversations or not. But they'd be good conversations to have. I've got two sons-in-laws. None of them ever ask me for advice. Because they're good guys. I guess they're perfect. I don't know. But if they did, I would probably say some things. But I go like, you know, it's not my place. If they ask for it, I will probably say something. But I got two great son-in-laws. And the reason they're great is because they're married to my daughters. And as long as they're taking care of our daughters, we're happy. Right, Sharon? Yeah. So I expect a phone call today of saying, Happy Father's Day, Dad. How are you treating Mom? I go, it's Father's Day. It has nothing to do with Mother's Day. That was last month. Okay. Father's Day, Father-in-law's advice. Hopefully you will think about this some more after you hear this message today. Is your relationship with your father-in-law friendly? Or is it distant? Do you have a close relationship with your father-in-law? Or is it a closed relationship? Do you look forward to being together, or the less you see of your father-in-law, the better life is for you? I don't know what it is. But being a father-in-law is really a different role. You're not his real dad. Which means he's not your real son. But you're in the same family through marriage. And so therefore, it's important to have the lines of communication open and to respect and to honor one another. How much advice do you listen from your father-in-law? If you respect him, you'll listen and weigh what he has to say. Doesn't mean you have to do what he's saying, but it's just honoring him and listening, respecting him. Jethro, which is interesting, it takes someone like Jethro, who is a little bit distant from the situation of what Moses is into, someone from outside looking in, and he sees, this isn't good. And he tells him. He's courageous. Moses, I see what you do. It's a great thing, but you know, over time, it's going to wear you out. You need to learn how to delegate. You can't keep doing this. And to be a family man, you can't. It's interesting how God begins to communicate to us guys in places or from people we would not expect them to come from. When your father-in-law tells you that, hey, what you're doing isn't good, I hope you don't get defensive. I hope you'd ask back with another question. Well, what are you talking about? What do you see that I don't see? And maybe Moses knew this already, but he just didn't want to admit it. Guys are like that, you know. We know things probably shouldn't do, but we do them anyway, and we pay the consequences for that. But here God is using Jethro in a very wonderful way in the life of Moses, because Jethro can see what we hear today as burnout. Jethro sees that his son-in-law, Moses, is going to burn out over time if he keeps on doing things this way. Because he knows that Moses cannot keep at the pace that he's going on without burning out. So his advice really to Moses is very practical. He just says, delegate. There's other people, other Hebrews, other Israelites that can do what you're doing. Let them take care of the more smaller problems. And he breaks them down into, you know, thousands. You've got thousands of people, you go see this judge. You go see this person. You see that person. He goes all the way down to, you know, even if it's 10 people. But the tough ones, the difficult ones, then you can send them up the chain of command, and then you get the harder ones, Moses. You deal with them. But the rest of these can be taken care of by somebody else. What I want you to see here is that Jethro's advice to Moses comes from a relationship that's based on a faith. They're on the same page, based on a faith in God. Even if you don't have that same relationship on faith, they're still to have that honor and that respect for one another. Get to know each other better than what you do. Moses and Jethro, they could talk about what God was doing in their lives. It's more than about the weather. So many men like to concentrate on, how much rain did you get this last week? Well, where are you at with the Lord today? How did you get there? What's God been speaking to your heart lately? You know, those are deeper questions, but good questions. Interesting questions to find out what the answers are going to be. A lot of times we don't have those kinds of relationships, even among family members. What Jethro is also telling Moses in a roundabout way is, you know, work is going to always be there. The work will always be there. Some of you have gone to graduation open houses lately. And for the parents who are in that mode of seeing, like, okay, they've got either the first one graduating, they're leaving the nest, or it's one in the middle, or it's one at the end, you probably heard them say, like, I can't believe how fast time has gone by. You don't hear any of the parents say, well, I wish I'd have worked a little harder and spent more time on the job to pay for their college. You don't hear that. You just say, you know, I should have spent more time with my son or my daughter to really get to know them better than the way I do today. I don't really know them that good. And now they're going to be leaving. And you don't know if they'll be coming home or when they're going to come home or where they're going to go, but the freedom is there for them to leave and to go someplace. God reminds us through this text today, time flies by. And we need to be taking priorities on the things that are important to us as family members. If you're a dad here today, you know, it's not just for you to sit and wait for a phone call to come, because they might be busy doing something or got something else going on, but for you to call them and just say, you know, just want to say I miss you today, and I want you to know that I love you. And they'll go like, oh yeah, it's because it's Father's Day, that's why you called. And you kind of go like, it's Father's Day, but I just really want you to know that I love you. I haven't said that to you for a long time. And maybe we've had our differences over the years, but I still love you because you're still my daughter, you're still my son. Nothing's going to change that. And I just want you to know I love you. So when are you coming home again? Just some advice I think is still good for us to hear today. Comes from a father-in-law. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you remind us in your word that time is like a fleeting bird. It flies away. Life can be like a vapor as the years go by fast. What's really important is the love that we have for those that you have brought into our lives, for those that you have given to us. If we have dads here today that were wondering, like, you know, remember you had those questions like, I wonder what my kids are going to look like. And then when they come, you go like, it's not me. It's got to be the milkman. Well, hopefully there aren't things like that that go on. But Lord, you bless us with kids. It's always been an honor to have children. We see that throughout the scriptures and families, that when they were married and there was no kids, it was like something was wrong, and it was like they felt that God was against them. But when they had a lot of children, especially boys, there was a lot of celebration. And so, Lord, there's a lot of reasons, even today, why people cannot have children who want them, and those who want them even want to kill them. So, Lord, it's a messed up world that we live in. But thank you that it is you who tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We have great value in your sight, great things that you have in store for us, even if we don't see it. There are things that you are able to do in the lives of people if given the chance, where you have your way to do what you want to do in their lives at any age. So may you bless the dads that are here today and the kids. May you bless the wives, because, Lord, a lot of times the wives are really the backbone of the men. May we appreciate our wives, for the wife that you've given to us, and the children. So thank you for sending Jesus Christ into this world. It's a messed up place, a messed up world, and yet it's only through him that we make sense out of it, even though we shake our head many times, like, I don't know how it could get any worse, and yet it does. May we always put you in the center of our marriage, of our home. And thank you for forgiving us when we don't do that. We mess up. Thank you for loving us and caring for us and forgiving us along the way. And so I just pray, Lord, for everyone that is here today, that when we leave, we may know that we've spent time in your presence. If it's with the singing or if it's with your word, we've been with you today. So help us to even pray this prayer that we pray every Sunday. The prayer you taught your disciples to pray together. Let's pray it together today, shall we? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us stand as we recite the Apostles' Creed together this morning. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Receive the benediction today. It says this, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. Amen. You can be seated.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit and washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness and lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Go in peace and serve the Lord.